This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, McConnell as the last man standing. On the train from Amsterdam to Harlan, I saw the alert. Super-duper Republican conservative and U.S. Senate tactician Mitch McConnell from Kentucky will step down at the end of this term as Republican Majority Leader, the longest serving in history. Normally, there'd be dancing in the streets back in the U.S. of A., but there was an ominous tone to this resignation. McConnell is stepping down because he says he can understand the politics within his party and his caucus, and he's out of step. This is a bit like Attila the Hun saying he doesn't get along with barbarians. Our celebration has to be tempered by a recognition that then comes the deluge. As bad as McConnell has been, is it possible that we could have worse in store? Simple answer, yeah. Let's not forget that the current horror of the U.S. Supreme Court and its hard right majority is McConnell's court more than Trump's or anyone else who would take credit for conservatives. McConnell broke all precedent when he refused to schedule hearings for a year on approving President Obama's nomination of now Attorney General Merrick Garland to the court to replace Antonin Scalia after his death, allowing Trump to make the appointment. Raw, iron-fisted partisan politics was McConnell's specialty, and the examples are legion. Weirdly, what McConnell seems to be saying is he's out of step on international issues. He has joined Democrats in supporting funding for Ukraine as well as Israel, even as the U.S. House and some of his own caucus seem to be returning to the isolationist tendencies of their party 100 years ago. Trump has been quoted recently as threatening NATO, even as it adds members and steps up against Russian encroachment. Trump continues to not criticize Putin and is now planning to meet with the arch-conservative authoritarian leader of Hungary as well. The ability to fashion bipartisan agreements on national security, even for those of us who rail against the military budget, seems to be crumbling as McConnell refuses to be the last man standing in the way. What all Americans need to worry about, especially as control of the House and Senate on the ballot this November, along with the Biden-Trump race, is that the Senate could become as chaotic and unproductive as the House. Narrow majorities empower single dissidents in their ability to block consensus from the majorities. The lockstep control that McConnell has had on his caucus won't exist, and a new leader more in sync with Trump, who's never been McConnell's favorite, will make any legislation or efforts at good governance a slog and a struggle, if the Republicans are in charge. This is Wade Brathke for questions and comments. www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.